1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. On social media, President Trump questions Russia's violation of Poland's airspace by drones involved in a Ukraine attack and says, "Here we go." Warsaw calls it aggression and says some were shot down. CBS's Vicky Barker.
EU leaders have been quick to condemn Russia's actions. Even Hungary's prime minister, the normally pro-Russian Viktor Orban, has called the breach of territorial integrity unacceptable.
Bird strike on a jetliner leaving Philadelphia for San Francisco this morning. CBS's Christopher Cruz says the crew turned back.
American says the aircraft landed safely and taxied to the gate under its own power. Flyers walked off the plane normally. There were no reported injuries.
New action on the Epstein files initiated today by the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
I filed an amendment that would require the Attorney General to release all the Epstein files. And Republicans are going to have to vote on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin has submitted a final proposal for federal broadband internet funding. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have submitted the proposal with the hopes of expanding high-speed internet across the state. If approved, the governor's office says the funding could expand access to high-speed internet to more than 170,000 homes and businesses. Evers says, despite the Trump administration's attempt to delay the funding, his office and the PSC have been able to keep the program on track. Since 2019, Evers' administration has allocated more than $345 million in state and federal funding to expand high-speed internet. Healthcare groups are opposing a proposed law that could reopen Wisconsin bars to smoking. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A group including UW Health, the American Cancer Society, and the American Heart Association say Assembly Bill 211 creates large loopholes to allow smoking in nearly any bar. The bill would allow smoking inside of tobacco bars and allow the use of cigars, pipe tobacco, and brown cigarette indoors. Current law defines a tobacco bar as any bar that gets 15% of its revenue from tobacco sales, and it had to be established before the 2009 indoor smoking ban passed. The bill's language would allow any current tavern to qualify so long as they purchase a tobacco sales license. The state assembly could take up the bill on the floor this week.
The fall color map is now active from Travel Wisconsin. In our listening area, leaves are just getting started. Stevens Point is the only one showing up on the map with any amount of perceptible change at 5%. Travel Wisconsin predicts the third week of October will be peak color in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Rhys Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Brian Kennedy, mayor of Glendale and national president of Democratic Municipal Officials, on getting yourself trained to run for local office.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old friend Dr. Eric Feigelding, the epidemiologist, health economist with New England Complex Systems Institute, the first whistleblower of the COVID pandemic, former faculty member and researcher at the Harvard Medical School and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. His blue sky is Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G on blue sky. Also on Twitter. On Twitter is Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G, or at FAS, FA Scientists. And Dr. Feigelding, welcome back to the program. I noticed that Bob Kennedy, and forgive my tick, I just can't bring myself to call him Bobby or RFK, because those... I was a big fan of his father, and I don't want to invoke his father's name. But anyhow, Bob Kennedy basically lied to Congress and just came out with this report that is just an absolute joke. It's got no teeth, at least as I'm reading. I mean, you're the physician here. You're the expert, the epidemiologist and health economist. What say you about this?
Yeah, the new report, well, with RFK Jr., there's so many things lately that he's been completely off kilter with. But the report with the MAHA, Make America Healthy for Kids report yesterday, basically, you know, it says some very generic things like, oh, we need diet and exercise, which is, but it says suggests nothing about actually how to do it. That's not the main issue. But like the main issue was there's no mention of pesticides whatsoever, environmental pollutants like PFAS, which supposedly what he once cared about, which he doesn't hear. And it makes a whole list of allusions to vaccine injury and basically all, every, you know, right wing disinformation topic regarding vaccines and other childhood vaccinations schedule that must be completely altered. And it, again, it was one of those pieces that's like, has a lot of fluff on the things that he needs to actually do, but doesn't actually go into detail, but and a lot of dangerous misinfo on the other end, which he shouldn't even touch vaccines, but now he's obviously going completely off the deep end with.
Yeah, the one kind of little saving grace of him becoming the health secretary, even though he has absolutely no medical background whatsoever and eats roadkill and had a brain worm and, you know, is a former heroin addict and sex addict and stuff like that. But the one saving grace, I thought, was he has publicly gone after pesticides and herbicides, particularly some that, you know, probably have real negative public health impacts. And he has gone after ultra-processed foods. And yet, even those were basically, he said, you know, we're going to work with the pesticide industry or words to that effect. I mean, I'm seeing nothing.
Absolutely
here.
No policies around it. Like, what are you actually going to do about these? What are you going to, are you going to ban them? No mention. Are you going to reduce them? Are you going to mitigate them? Are you going to set policies that actually helps childhood obesity? None whatsoever. And, you know, he used to be an environmental lawyer, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when anything with drinking water, all these pollutants, obviously, you know.
Yeah, I've known him for years. I mean, he's been on this program many, many times over the years.
Yeah, and he, there's no mention of them. There's no actual, like, his, you know, on the Trump administration, they're actually lifting PFAS drinking water rules. It's on the environment of the EPA, obviously, which is different, but it's just insane. Like, there is actually nothing that actually says how to with all these childhood obesity. It's just the kids need more diet and exercise. Yes, but we've known that. What are you going to do about that?
His uncle, you know, I was a little kid when Jack Kennedy was president, and you know, I remember having to do jumpy jacks in elementary school because of his, you know, let's get the kids out there working, getting physically fit. What do you think that he backed away from all this stuff because the big money interests just, you know, came in and said, okay, Bob, here's what you're going to do?
Yeah, for a lot of these, the environmental stuff, it's pretty clear it was due to lobbying.
Yeah.
You know, if he cares about health whatsoever, he should, like, put his foot down as health secretary. But a lot of these things, you know, clearly the oil and gas industry with the Trump administration is very clear on, doesn't want him to touch, the, you know, PFAS drinking water under EPA, they want to do more PFAS discharges. He's not allowed to touch. Remember, Trump specifically says Bobby Kennedy can touch anything in health, but anything environment, no, or anything else, he's clearly handcuffed on those.
Yeah.
But he's very unbridled in his ways of going after, you know, the vaccines and spreading misinformation about that. And, you know, I think the other day, I think on the Senate committee, like, Bernie had asked him, you know, the AMA, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Public Health Association, all say vaccines are safe and effective. What about you? Who's on your side? And all he could name were a few quacks that he appointed in his into his administration. So,
yeah. It's like MAPA, right? Make polio great again, or MPGA, or whatever.
He's making a lot of dystopian diseases that should have already be distinct great again, and you know, he's endorsing a lot of the, like, the Florida childhood vaccination, like, mandate lifting. Yep. He's endorsing all that, and you know, these kind of things, they don't, the switch and the health effects aren't seen overnight, right? But these things will eventually domino and cause these further outbreaks down the road. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we're in the middle of a COVID wave, you know? I don't see him mentioning that at all.
No.
And in the middle of the COVID wave, he doesn't approve, have a CDC director that can directly approve all the vaccines for immediate rollouts. Right now, we're having this, like, state-by-state little, ooh, can you give the vaccine with just FDA approval but without the CDC approval? Like, he's not actually doing anything to, you know, solve that issue.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's very horrible because right now, some states, you actually have to get a prescription to actually get it, as opposed to just walk into a pharmacy.
Yeah, here in Oregon. I mean, I signed up, you know, it's been 6 months. I got my last shot in March, I think it was. And so I signed up with local CVS here in Portland, and the day of the shot, they canceled it. Sean signed up, they canceled her. We contacted them, and they said, nope, you know, no place in Oregon is CVS giving COVID shots. So we had to go across the river to Washington State to get a COVID shot, which is just nuts. And by the way, you and I have talked about COVID an awful lot, and I want to talk about this current COVID wave. I subscribe to your Substack newsletter. It's excellent, but I don't have the URL for it right in front of me. Can you tell us what that is?
Oh, it's thanks for mentioning. It's Dr. Eric Ding, Dr. Eric Ding, D-I-N-G. Substack.com.
Thank you.
It's just my usual handle, Dr. Eric Ding, .substack.com. And yeah, there's a lot of updates. Look, we've come to this reality that, you know, scientists and doctors and stuff, like, we're in the fight of our lives again. Somehow we're here again, because unlike last time where we have a virus that's naturally unbridled, causing outbreaks, epidemics, and health calamities, this time it's a human direct action that is causing this public health crisis that's currently looming. And honestly, it threatens us to a degree that we've never seen before. And we have to fight back. You know, certain states, obviously, elected leaders are fighting back and pushing back and signing executive orders that basically circumvents our own CDC, right? Certain states are creating our own regional CDC, and governors are overriding with executive orders. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't, as public health scientists, I never thought we'd come to the day where we tell people, don't listen to our own CDC anymore. Listen to our medical institutions. Listen to other foreign CDC, foreign public health leaders in other countries like Canada and Europe that sets a lot of these health guidelines. Do not listen to our own CDC. And in what universe, you know, when I entered in public health 20 years ago, would we be saying this? And former CDC directors and former Surgeon Generals all agreeing that these are very dark times. And I think that's why we have to band together. You know, it's not just collective voice, collective action.
I agree.
And getting that together is just so, organizing that, it takes us to go to the next level.
I'm with you. We have a little less than 2 minutes before we hit a hard break. I can't stop. And I had two questions. I think, number one, I mentioned to you the last time we talked, I believe, that my best friend who lives in New York died in February from COVID. You know, it apparently attacked his pancreas or something. Because it's a clotting disease. I mean, but it took him down. It killed him. And he was in good health. He was on his way back from the gym, in fact. And he came home, laid down, and died. And so, number one, I'd like you to speak to, you know, COVID is out, still out there. To what extent is it a risk? And, you know, how should we be dealing with this? And then number two, what's up with the bird flu? We have about a minute here.
Well, COVID is surging again. It's a new variant, as it always is whenever the wave is back. This is why we should, you know, focus on ventilation, air quality, HEPA filters, but then, of course, get the new vaccine shots that is an updated based on the spring version of the latest COVID virus. This is why getting a booster shot right now is really key. It will update your immune system against the latest vaccine. And bird flu is still out there. Bird flu hasn't gone away. It's humming in the background. It is still spreading in cattle, cows, and don't drink unpasteurized milk, please. Mm-hmm. When it comes to eggs, don't eat undercooked eggs. It is still out there. It has not reached a tipping point yet, but it's one of those things where if we allow it to keep spreading, it will hit a tipping point at some point. So please, no raw milk. No raw eggs. I don't care if RFK Jr. tells you to drink raw milk, but please don't.
And don't eat the roadkill.
That poor man's got brain worms because he ate undercooked food.
Exactly.
So please protect yourself and get vaccinated.
Don't eat the roadkill. Dr. Eric Feigelding, Dr. Eric Ding. Substack.com, Dr. Eric Ding, and also, you know, on Blue Sky and Twitter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Stay safe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. And from now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and using the code PINK. Or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Use that code PINK, P-I-N-K. Text fees may apply.
A virus spread, but not
not the same. They counted lives like numbers on a page and played their game of power and rage. They saw the stats, they saw the names, black and brown, the ones in pain.
Past the hour, Epstein's 50th birthday book. Donald Trump is insisting that's not my signature. Everybody has debunked it. Everybody. Clearly it's his signature on that naked woman's, that naked child's torso. It looks like a pre-adolescent girl, not a woman. And may every day be another wonderful secret. Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? It's just wild stuff. Bill Clinton, by the way, is in the friends section. He wrote a nice little note about Epstein's childlike curiosity and drive to make a difference. Although Clinton has come out and said he cut ties with Epstein more than a decade before his arrest and was not aware of his crimes. Who knows? Then there's this disgusting drawing of him giving lollipops and balloons to little girls, you know, and then having them massage him. I mean, it's just disgusting. So there was 150 people in this book, more or less. Alan Dershowitz says, I didn't recall writing it. Another note attributed to Leslie Wexner, who is the billionaire former CEO of the company that owned Victoria's Secret and Bath Body Works. He says, I wanted you to get what you want, so here it is. And it's followed by a drawing of a couple of breasts. Crazy stuff. But there is some good news out there. New Mexico just became the first state to offer free child care to all. It is, as they say, a model for the nation. Beginning November 1st, the state will guarantee no-cost child care to all residents, regardless of their income level. Michelle Lujan Grisham says this is a groundbreaking new initiative. Truly is. This is remarkable.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In 2022, they did it for people up to 400% of the poverty level, and it dropped the poverty level in New Mexico. It's an incredibly successful program. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Shave them to save them. That's a phrase that isn't talking about beards and mustaches, but rather a program run by the Livestock Conservancy. The program aims to save our sheep. I'm Kylie Allen, and you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Along with us today is Jeanette Barringer. She's the Senior Program Manager for the Livestock Conservancy. She's here to tell us a little bit why the Shave Them to Save Them program started.
Yeah, the Shave Them to Save Them program is a project by the Livestock Conservancy. We're a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to conserving endangered breeds of livestock and poultry. And among the livestock species we work with are sheep. And about 7 years ago, we realized that we needed to do more to help support our sheep farmers, and in particular, finding ways to make their wool profitable. And a lot of our breeders were actually composting their wool, if you can imagine that, because they had no market for it.
Jeanette Barringer along with us. She's the Senior Program Manager for the Livestock Conservancy. The program began 7 years ago and has been helping farmers ever since. Stick around. I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
For over 125 years, Purina has been driven to unlock the greatest potential of every animal. Middleton Farmers Cooperative announces the launch of Purina Animal Feeds and Supplements with an in-store celebration of Purina sales, giveaways, and important information for you to help your animals live a healthy life. Register to win Purina Laena 16% layer pellets, plus buy any two Purina bags and get the third half off at Middleton Farmers Co-op.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at the markets this Wednesday. December corn is trading down 2 1/4 at 417.5, and November soybeans are trading down 5 1/4 at 1026. December wheat is trading down 3.5 at 516.75. October Class 3 milk is trading down 16 cents at 1676, and November Class 3 milk is trading down 20 cents at 1695. For more ag news, visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That'll have the latest Wisconsin ag news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. You can also find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or on Instagram at MWF Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your support.
Sure. the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, even your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off on Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid, the magic ingredient. 37% off and free shipping at Vibrance.com/Tom, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com/T-H-O-M.
Grow up to be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your baby. Memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies, their slogans, their chants. But when bills come due, they're quick to say can't. They'll shout about freedom, then ban what you read.
Do not let your babies grow up to be maggots. I love that song. Jeff in Taos, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm the Iasco County Campaign Committee Chairman for Michigan here in the kind of the rural area. We're recruiting candidates to run for local offices, stuff like that.
Good on you, Jeff.
And one of the biggest problems I see is the people are afraid. They're afraid to post signs. They're afraid to come to office meetings. They're afraid to talk to neighbors. Fear of retribution.
Yeah.
How do I combat that?
I don't have an easy answer for you, Jeff. I get it. I think, you know, I love this. It's become kind of a meme recently. It's an old saying. You know, it used to be fear is contagious, but, you know, courage is contagious, too. And
right.
And so I think the best way that you can bring people to courage is by expressing it yourself. You know, these protests have brought a lot of people out. They're giving people encouragement. The push back against ICE and things like that is giving people courage. So
we protest every Saturday, and it's actually sponsored through our headquarters here, and I'm on the line every Saturday for an hour and a half. Every Saturday, it's been this way since he got appointed king.
Yeah,
and it does work. The county commissioners here actually tried to pass a bill to outlaw protesting. Obviously, that went nowhere because we were able to block that. But they're not done. They're going to try it again because they have a county board. There's five members. There's only one Democrat, it's hard. Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, we're in a county used to be Democrat. For some reason, after Al Gore, it turned Republican, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah,
and we got the crazies that go up and down the street and everything else. But anyway, I was hoping for some type of.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have a glib or easy answer, but I keep doing it and keep publicizing it and stand tall and be courageous, and people will tend to rally around that. And I'm guessing that after the Al Gore election after 2000, that probably you got, or maybe you had for a while, but they got really loud, some local right wing radio stations.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and they all
there you go.
They listened to Rush Limbaugh at the time. Of course he's gone. They're still doing that. They're still listening to those channels.
Yeah, you can't underestimate the impact of media. It's powerful stuff.
We're trying to make some inroads with the younger people, the ones that are going to vote in the midterms.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're actually trying to recruit some people that aren't, they can join at like 16. So we're trying to recruit them and get them to make sure they vote at the midterms. That's another question I'm going to sneak in here if I can. What do we do if Trump tries to cancel these elections?
Well, we get out in the streets. I mean, we have to protest that. With regard to reaching young people, by the way, I hope you're not overlooking social media, because that's really where most young people are hanging out these days.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we just had a meeting, and I presented a plan to make sure that we post on Instagram, Substack, Facebook, progressive radio,
TikTok,
podcast, TikTok. Yeah, TikTok is one we got to work on, because nobody here. Unfortunately, all our members are older, and we have to try to
get some of those young people in there and put them in charge of it.
That's actually what I'm going to do. I'm moving in that direction. So
yeah. Well, good luck, Jeff. I have to move along, but you're doing God's work. Keep at it.
Well, listen. Thank you for you. You're very important.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Nice talking with you, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. Appreciate it. Chuck in Barnegat, New Jersey. Am I saying that right, Chuck?
It's actually Barnegat.
Barnegat.
You did fairly well.
E.T., okay. Yeah, Barnegat. So what's up?
Yes. Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say I so appreciate Free Speech TV and your program and how you educate us and how... I'm going to give free speech a plug right now. Anyone that's watching this program right now, if you can't come up with $10 a month to fund Free Speech TV, then you're not part of the solution. And that's what I'm going to say about that. So I know there are a lot of people out there that can afford it, but let's get on board. Let's get money so that we can continue to see you and free speech, because it may be the only outlet of true news that we get in the future.
Yeah, for people who don't know, it's a television network that's carried on Dish and Direct, and of course, it's in fact, they just rolled out a new website at freespeech.org. It's available all over the internet. They've got apps, all kinds of cool stuff. So, but that's not what you called about, Chuck, is it?
No, actually, I called about this issue with this runabout boat that was in international waters that was blown out of the water.
Off the coast of Venezuela.
It had 11 people on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I'm a boater myself, and I talk to your scanner, and he is too. And I can tell you that if they were shipping drugs, there wouldn't be 11 people on board. They may have been trying to get people into this country or whatever.
Right. And it wouldn't have been that kind of boat, by the way. I mean, that was basically a skiff. And yeah, Mateo, yeah, who answers the phones, actually lives on a boat in the Columbia River.
Well, he does. He lives on a 35-footer.
Yeah, on a sailboat. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was just a small runabout. And, you know, so my question is this. They were in international waters, and there was a command that came down to say, hey, we see these guys in this boat, and we believe this is the situation. So they gave the command to have this boat blown out of the water without having any evidence whatsoever of what the situation was. And so that person, I don't know where the actual attack came from, whether it was a drone or a ship or whatever, but the person that pushed that button, which I would assume is someone at a higher rank, that has done his part in service to protect the Constitution, would not say, this is an unlawful order.
Right. This is a war crime. There needs to be an investigation, and people need to be prosecuted. So the next time there's an unlawful order like this, it doesn't get followed.
Well, why? And that's my question. My whole frustration is that these admirals or whomever, the people at the top that say, go ahead, blow this boat up. Why do they do that? Why don't they say
Trump got rid of a bunch of the senior levels of the military? He got rid of a bunch of JAG officers. He got rid of some of the inspectors general. I mean, basically what they have been doing now for 9 months is they've been systematically dismantling the mechanisms of government that ensure accountability and honesty and loyalty to the Constitution, and replacing them with toadies.
Yes, so systematically pushing the envelope continually, right?
Yeah. Harder and harder to the right, harder and harder toward dictatorship and away from democracy. Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely what's going on, Chuck.
Right. So once this is investigated and it's found that this was unlawful, I assume that Pete Hegseth had to be in the mix of this.
Yeah.
And would he be held liable for the deaths? I looked at the film, and I believe that was clear-cut murder.
Yep. I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think Hegseth and everybody down the chain of command, all the way to the pilot who fired the missile, should be held accountable for this. I'm with you, Chuck. And I want an investigation, and I want our Democrats in Congress to start demanding it. Because this is wrong. This is murder on the high seas. Chuck, thank you for the call. Spot on. Yeah, good talking to you. 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh. So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's all at getnativepath.com/Hartman. This is also where you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. That offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. So that's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN to get that special deal, a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
We used to share maple and trust across the line.
Did you see, apropos of the song, did you see that Mark Carney recently went to Poland and this morning was talking about, I went to Poland because I kind of saw this coming. I'm wondering if when Trump met with Putin in Alaska, he and Putin talked about, you know, Putin said, you know, I'm thinking of starting a world war. I'm thinking of attacking Europe. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Please don't do anything when I do it. I'm going to start by poking into Poland and see how they respond. And Trump was like, okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, can I shine your shoes, sir? And because that's what he's doing. I mean, you know, Putin just sent 10 drones into Poland intentionally, clearly intentionally. Poland has invoked an Article 4 meeting. They're freaked. And what was Trump doing? He was in a restaurant in D.C. Doing a stunt to show that the streets are safe because I can go to a restaurant. Gee, how about that? Pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic. Leslie in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I just want to ask you if you feel like a sandwich these days. You've got Netanyahu and Trump on one side and Sight in the Middle East, even if Hamas bowed down to Trump's demands. They still got bombed in Carter, which is supposed to be an ally. You got the other side, Putin and Trump, messing with NATO and our other allies. I'm feeling like a sandwich here, and the one ingredient in all these is Trump, yeah. Who has dementia and has a hate for this country that's unbelievable.
I think you're probably right, Leslie. I think I really think you are, and I think he's leading us into World War III, and it deeply concerns me. Leslie, thank you. Yeah. Spot on. Dean in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Hey, Dean, thanks for listening to WJJQ. What's up?
I've got a question about the Monroe Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
If
back in the 1820s,
If the United States attacks Venezuela, isn't everybody in the Western Hemisphere going to be against us?
I think so.
How's that work?
I think there's a good chance. The Monroe Doctrine, for people who don't know, was something that was asserted during the presidency of James Monroe. Basically what it was that, you know, the Americas are the U.S.'s sphere of influence, and we can basically do whatever we want. I mean, you know, it was never like a law or something, and it's not something that is, you know, being widely followed, frankly, now. Although I think you could argue that it was used, not explicitly, but kind of the philosophy that animated it was what Kissinger was using to help overthrow the government of Chile, for example, when they took out Allende and put in Pinochet. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of thought, well, that could be a pretty sticky wicket.
It could be a real problem, and it will be a real problem. I think that, you know, it's already, I mean, we're provoking Venezuela. We just, you know, killed 11 citizens. Presumably they were people fleeing Venezuela. That's certainly what it looks like, that they were, you know, going to one of the islands there off the coast to try to get away from Maduro. And Trump could have exploited that in a way that would have actually, you know, emphasized how bad the Maduro government is. I'm no fan of the Maduro government, but I'm also no fan of having wars, even, you know, particularly in this hemisphere. But, Trump is a desperate man right now. He's got this Jeffrey Epstein stuff crawling up his backside, and he just doesn't know what to do about it. He's out there denying it and things. And I have a feeling that there's just some really awful, awful stuff that is going to come out if all those Epstein documents are released. Pam Bondi would not, and Mike Johnson would not be working so hard to cover this stuff up if there wasn't some terrible stuff in there about Trump. Dean, thanks for the call. That was a good one. We'll be back on the other side of the break with our buddy John Fugelsang. He's got a new book out, Separation of Church and Hate. And then back to your calls. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. NATO aircraft intercepted drones in Polish airspace overnight.
Whether it was intentionally or not, it is absolutely reckless.
The drones, believed to be from Russia, represent the most serious spillover of the war in Ukraine to date, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
Allies are resolved to defend every inch of Allied territory.
President Trump was to speak to Poland's president today. There are thousands of U.S. troops in that country. The latest economic report shows slowing inflation at the wholesale level. Here's CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
When I look at this, and if I'm the Federal Reserve, I'm looking at this and saying, hey, we've got a problem in the jobs market. It's weakening. We got some good inflation data. More motivation for a rate cut on Wednesday.
That is the next Fed meeting on Wall Street at this hour. The S&P 500 jumped to a new record. The Dow Jones Industrials lower by 254. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.